Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest this morning is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, welcome back.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, Karen, you've been talking to Congressman John Delaney, Democrat from Montgomery County, about some election reform legislation he introduced last week. So can you give us a quick idea of what he wants to do?
Well, John Delaney says Congress is broken, and he has quite a plan to fix it. He would create open primaries across the country for congressional districts. They would all be held on the same day. He would reform the process for redrawing congressional districts, as is done every 10 years to reflect population changes. He would try very hard to take the politics out of that. And last of all, he would make Election Day a national holiday, public holiday, so that everybody would get a chance to go to the polls.
Now, this open primary, the two top voters go into a runoff in the general election, right?
That's right. Anybody can run, Democrat, Republican, Independent, no party whatsoever, and the top two vote-getters would compete against each other in the general election.
This seems to me that a rather Herculean task here. He's proposing this in a hopelessly deadlocked Congress with only a few work days to go before they all take off to campaign for re-election.
Well, he says he's been studying this idea since he got elected 2 years ago for the first time, and they finally got their proposal together, and he was eager to get it out because what he wants to do now is try to build support. He knows this is a long-term project. It has no chance whatsoever of even being considered in this year's Congress. But his job at the moment is trying to find co-sponsors. He's trying to find them in both parties so that he envisions this as a long-term process, and he's hoping to get it done, I guess, before the next reapportionment, which would be at the end of this decade.
In this thing, he's complaining about gerrymandering when it's gerrymandering that gave him the opportunity to win that seat. So, well, of course, he wasn't the guy the General Assembly leaders had in mind when they drew that district.
No, that's true. They what they wanted to do, number one, was get rid of Roscoe Bartlett, who represented the 6th District, a guy from Western Maryland and a conservative Republican. But they also, and so they added a lot more Democratic voters from Montgomery County to the district to tip the balance there. And the idea was, as you say, to go to State Senator Rob Gargiola, who was the Senate Majority Leader at the time. But Delaney stepped up and said, no, I think I'm going to challenge Mr. Gargiola. And so he did and defeated him mightily and then easily wiped out Roscoe Bartlett in the general election. But, you know, this whole experience is what he said is, I've seen this process close up. And it's like what they say about making sausage. The political influences, I mean, they joke about it. They take care of their friends and they punish their enemies. And both parties do it depending on the state.
So has he run this by the veterans in the Maryland delegation, say Steny Hoyer, or even, you know, the General Assembly leadership that drew that district?
Well, he did not go asking for their approval, which of course he wouldn't have gotten. But he says he's getting basically positive vibes generally. He said the idea is, you know, Maryland isn't going to do this by itself. It's going to say, well, wait a minute, if we do this, what about Kentucky or Texas or the other states? So he says that's why it has to be a national effort.
Okay, well, you know, what's the point in being a congressman if you can't tilt at a couple of windmills? Thanks, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.